And now this is a dictation for Sue, S-U-E, K-9, K-A-N-I-N-E, November 30, 42, address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, follow up for Mrs. K-9. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior high calcium, probably related to HCTC. Last visit was in December. No hospital visits. Recent fell from hanging curtains, lost balance, did not break a bone, negative x-rays, a skin tear, did not require stitches, already healed, has chronic dyspnea activity not at rest, good appetite and stable weight, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, has not used oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, denies purulent material hemoptysis, noxious pain, palpitation, syncope, follows cardiology Dr. Showoli, S-H-O-W-O-L-I, review system otherwise is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the tamoxifen from prior left-sided lumpectomy and one lymph node removal, blood pressure on losartan, toprol, cholesterol, diabetes management, triglyceride treatment, short long-acting insulin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 188, blood pressure high 180-90 on the right-sided, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, has premature beats, which is baseline, no pericardial rap gallop, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no major edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline. GFR 41, stage 3, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, nutrition, elevated calcium 10.5, normal phosphorus, anemia 12.4. Next paragraph, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or pericarditis. Probably the combination of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Next number, monitor potassium in the upper side. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, systolic hypertension, not well controlled. She was kind of rushed before coming here, needs to be checked at home, continuous all fluid, continuous all restriction, physical activity, weight reduction. She's going to call me in the next few days. Already maximum dose of losartan. We could increase beta blocker as she is not bradycardic, or potentially adding, for example, a calcium channel blocker. Prior use of diuretics did cause high calcium, so I probably will not go in that direction. I'm not aware of any recurrence of her breast cancer, remains on hormonal treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation,